RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Where are we going this week?
We are going to a campground that we first visited many, many, many years ago, and we just recently returned to, and we really wanted to share it because we hadn't before.
It's a great spot. Yeah. And when we were there 5 or 6 years ago, the boys woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and cried for 2 hours. So yeah. I'm really glad we went back and decided to check it out again. We went back to visit friends who were staying there, but mm-hmm. We'll tell that whole story later. Before we dive into this campground review, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Yogi Bear Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. From water zones to mini golf to wagon rides and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you're going to see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 29 locations open year-round, you can camp at Jellystone even during the winter months, which is a theme on this podcast episode, camping all year long. From Kentucky to Texas to California and Virginia, you can enjoy year-round RV with Camp Jellystone. We are going to link to a Camp Jellystone blog post with open parks that are available all over the country in the show notes to this episode. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
All right. Now, as Stephanie mentioned, we camped at Old Mill Stream Campground in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I think it was 6 years ago.
Well, the boys were two. So, yeah.
6 years ago in the pop-up camper.
Six and change.
We loved it. We've always talked about going back. We never have had a chance to go back. But our friends, Phil and Les, camped there recently, and we met up with them because we were camping in the area about 45 minutes nearby. And the really cool thing about Old Mill Stream, we want everyone to know, is it's open year-round. And there are so few campgrounds in Pennsylvania or in the Northeast that mm-hmm. are open year-round that it kind of makes this a really cool, exceptional place to go on sort of a little bit of a winter adventure, a winter camping trip.
Right. And that's why we thought this is the perfect campground to cover right now if you're listening to this when we put it out, which is December, right? So you've got the winter months to go. If you're itching to get out on a nice weekend, this could be the place. But it's also a fantastic campground no matter what time of the year, and we'll talk more about why that's the case. Now, the Old Mill Stream Campground is located, as Jeremy said, in the heart of Lancaster County, in Pennsylvania. This is in southeastern Pennsylvania, and I want to say that there's a lot of campgrounds in this area, but this campground is specifically in the heart of action. Many of the sort of most prominent tourist attractions for Dutch country, right, Amish country, are really close, within a couple of miles to this campground. So it is a good place to stay for the weekend, for a long weekend, if you really want to hit all those hot spots.
Frankly, it's a great place to go shopping and to go eating.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things to do around there in terms of Amish country.
Yeah.
So it's in a great location. Let's talk about the campground in particular, and then later on we'll circle back and we'll talk about some cool things to do in the area. So this is a private campground. It's owned by the same company that owns Dutch Wonderland. I don't know that they own any other campgrounds at all, correct? Mm-hmm.
But it's an unusual situation that's very important to know about this campground is it's right next to Dutch Wonderland, which is an amusement and water park that is mostly geared towards younger kids. We'll give all the details about the park in the regional highlights portion of the campground, but this campground doesn't take any AAA discounts or any Good Sam discounts. So the prices that you see online and the prices we're going to talk about are what you're going to pay.
And those price ranges are $36 to $66, depending on the time of the year and the site amenities. There are some cabins available as well for $135 to $185 a night. So if you're camping with family or friends, you might tag team up and have them meet you there.
Absolutely. And I do think that this is the kind of place that you're going to want to be careful and book in advance if you're going, especially towards some of the peak times during the year in Lancaster. I'm thinking particularly in the fall, right? Like early October when the harvest festivals
are picking, foliage. Yeah.
Like, I don't know that you would want to leave it to the last minute and assume there'll be a campground. But at the same time, I do think this is the type of place where if you do have a last minute opening in the weekend, it's call.
Particularly if it's January, yeah. February, or March. You know what? I have to say, the great people of the great state of Pennsylvania, they love fall. So yeah. It probably is pretty busy here around fall time.
Fall is a good time there, too. So this campground, it's funny because it has a very small feel to it, but there are over 100 sites there, just a little bit
that
over
surprised
100
me.
Sites. Yeah.
Because if you had asked me, I would have said, yeah, it's about 50 sites.
Yeah, no, there's definitely over 100 because it is kind of like it's shaped in this way where you just kind of have these little, you know, U's off of a main corridor that extend in both directions, right, to the right and the left when you're entering. So I do think that the way it's laid out, you don't feel like it's big, but there are quite a few sites to choose from. I always think when I think of this campground, the word that comes to mind is bucolic.
Which is really ironic because it's right off of a very busy major highway filled with outlet stores. But once you pull into the campground, it starts to slope down towards the river down there or the stream, mm-hmm. in Old Mill Stream. And something about the way the geography is laid out, you don't hear the highway or you hardly hear the highway because you're dropping down
below.
There's
a hill. Yeah, there's a little hill. So you definitely are down there. And then the whole campground is situated so that you're looking, you can look out towards that stream. And then on the other side of the stream, there's cattle, right, grazing. There's this path that winds up. You can actually walk up. And there's like an old like farmhouse that's
and
up
to
at the
clarify,
top.
You can walk over there, yep. But I think you have to leave the campground right. to enter the other side there. But it's like a public park.
Right. And it just looks gorgeous over there. So the whole time you're there, the view is just beautiful. You feel like you're in this country campground, and then right over to the side is this amusement park, and then right across the road are like every outlet known
to men. If we blindfolded you and put earplugs in and drove you there and then like took the blindfold off, you would think you were 20 miles away from civilization. It really feels like you're out in farm country, but you're not. You're right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of Lancaster.
Now let's dive into the individual sites themselves. Most of them are back-ends. There's a few pull-throughs that are situated at the end caps, you know, of some of the little loops that, you know, that are throughout the campground. I want you, when you're booking at this campground, to really look at a campground map because I think that there's definitely, it's fine no matter where you stay at this campground, but I think that the area that we really like is much better.
Well, get as far down to the water as you can get and as far away from the amusement park as
right,
you could get.
Exactly.
That's the side we like.
So when you look at a campground map, you'll see that there's a little office smack dab in the middle and there's sites off to the right and there's sites to the left. Now, you want to go over to the right because the left is the amusement park. So you want to go to the right and you want to go down towards the stream. And any of those sites are really nice. Now, our friends were on site 205, and I thought that that was a really nice site.
It's a great site. You can see the water. They were totally happy with that site.
When I looked at the map, I think that we were on site 212. When we stayed.
You remembered?
Well, I knew basically where we were in relation to the bathhouse, in relation to the stream. So I think it was 212, but it was in that general
now,
vicinity.
The far, far side of the campground is also nice, too. all the way on the other side of the amusement park, there's sites that slope up the side of the hill, and those are back-in sites that back up to some woods, and those would be good options too.
All right. Now, this is not an amenity-rich campground because obviously there's a lot to do in the area. I do consider this more of a base camp kind of a campground, but there's a playground. There's a Gaga ball pit.
The boys were thrilled.
Oh, they were so happy.
Yeah, I mean, they went right over. They ran right over there when we pulled in.
Yeah, they let out a little like yelp of happiness, and then we didn't see them for most of the time because they went over to the Gaga ball pit to play.
Three little yelps of happiness.
Then there's a basketball court, like a half court that you can, you know, shoot some hoops on. There's a game room, a camp store.
Cute little camp store. Everything's nice. Everything's clean. Mm-hmm. Everything is neat. This campground is well cared for.
Yeah, absolutely. The bathhouses are nice. Phil and Leslie use the bathhouses oftentimes when they're RVing.
Well, and the water, I think, was shut down because, I mean, they're open all winter, right? So you're not probably going to want to take a shower in your RV.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it was nice. They actually had turned back on the water. Like, they had to turn it off. And then I guess because the weather was warm enough, they turned it back on.
Right.
So I don't know if they do that. You know,
I'm sure at some point it shut down for the winter, but you can go and take a nice shower. And when we were there years ago, I remember you saying, like, these were the cleanest bathrooms mm-hmm. I've ever been in. And we went back in them this time, and they still looked awful clean to me.
We had the pop-up at that point, so we did use the bathhouses. And I remember I had two 2-year-olds in the bathroom, and I was like, this is beautiful. Like, I didn't even care that my 2-year-olds were crawling around on the floor. So definitely beautiful bathrooms. Now, I'm going to consider this an amenity. You can purchase discounted tickets to Dutch Wonderland if you are staying at the campground for $9.99 a ticket. So I'm considering that an amenity.
Well, I mean, it is. You walk to Dutch Wonderland.
Yeah.
There's no reason
right there,
to get
guys.
In your car.
Yeah.
You walk over to Dutch Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. And when the boys were little, we pulled them in the wagon. Do you remember? We had the
radio
flyer wagon.
I remember
wagon.
Now that you said it.
Yeah, we sat them in the wagon. We pulled them over to Dutch Wonderland, brought them
now,
back
all of
for
a sudden,
nap time.
When you consider Dutch Wonderland as an amenity, it's an action-packed campground, really. And they are kind of, they're on the same piece of property.
Oh, it's so nice to have a special kind of weekend trip like that where you can just kind of hop over to something, have a little fun time, come back to the campground. It's very much like we talked about the Jellystone, you know, messaging in the beginning. But it is like that when you stay at a Jellystone and you can go to the water park and then you just come back to your campsite.
Well, Philip and Leslie are starting to make it a tradition to go after Thanksgiving or go Thanksgiving weekend because there's Christmas lights next door mm-hmm. at Dutch Wonderland and it's sort of all festive and decked out for the Christmas season. And it's really lovely.
Now, the cell service and Wi-Fi were perfectly acceptable while we were there, which was nice because I remember that that may not have been the case early on, but things have obviously come a long way for 6 years. So we had no problem with our cell reception while we were there. And the customer service is friendly and helpful.
Everyone was always friendly mm-hmm. in the office when we were there 6 years ago. They were friendly again this time when we ran in to get a couple of drinks or whatever we went in the store for. So Stephanie, any insider details that will help people book a great trip to Old Mill Stream?
I think that this is a great weekend or long weekend place to stay whenever you see that there may be something in Lancaster, like an event going on that you want to go to. So there's a lot of these types of things, these like in the spring or in the fall for harvest or at the train, which we'll talk about later, where they have like Thomas Day out, you know.
Pair it with something in Lancaster County.
Yes.
And maybe avoid the heat of summer.
Mm-hmm.
I would not probably want to go here in late July or August because of the heat and because you're just, you know, you're in the middle of the city, basically.
Yeah, it's not our favorite type of destination for the summer.
Great fall spot. And into winter, for those of you who want a winter camp, here's a great option.
Now, for Nobody's Perfect, I'm going to offer more of a camper beware because I think it's relevant in this case. There is a roller coaster at the edge of Dutch Wonderland that you are going to hear rumbling and running during the day while Dutch Wonderland is open. To me, that's not something I want them to change. That's part of sort of the, like, one of the nice attractions of this campground is there's Dutch Wonderland right there. But it is just something that if that is the type of thing that will really bother you, hearing somebody go, "Whoa!" on the roller coaster throughout the day, this is not the place for you. I don't think it's too loud, too obnoxious, but it's just one of those things. It's going to be a sound.
I think your word bucolic is true. It's remarkably quiet and peaceful considering all the chaos around it in every direction, basically.
Yeah, but you are going to hear the roller coaster. So definitely know that you're going to hear the sounds of the rides, and that's okay.
All right, so we're going to give you some regional highlights, but first we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Precept Class A motorhomes come with Jayco's exclusive J-Ride Plus ride and handling package and an industry-leading two-year limited warranty to make the trip just as luxurious and comfortable as your time at camp. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
I'll never forget when we were there 6 years ago, 10 o'clock at night, somebody came in really late and they were in a 37-foot J-Flight travel trailer and they were having a bit of a hard time getting into their site right next to us. Because it's not that the sites are hard to get into here, but at 37 feet, they start to get a little hard to get into.
I think that it's one of those campgrounds that the turns might be tight for larger rigs. I definitely think that's fair. Now, we saw larger rigs all over the place, so you can do it.
For sure.
But
just get the right site. Now, we told you Dutch Wonderland is next door. Stephanie, what else do people need to know about Dutch Wonderland?
Yeah, I want to mention that it's one of those places where it's only open on the weekends in the spring and in the fall. It's open all week between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And I also want to mention that there's a water park that's attached to it. It's called Duke's Lagoon, and that's open from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So I would suggest if you can do one of those shoulder season weekends before things get too hot, too crazy, it's really nice to do that water park and, you know, the park.
I remember correctly, we were there the weekend after Labor Day.
And they kept it open.
And they had kept it open because the weather was warm.
I don't want to count on that.
Yeah. But call them. It's a possibility.
I want to say that this is the kind of amusement park that is perfect for little kids. So we had gone with the boys when they were two.
And Pre-Wesley.
I felt bad that Wesley's now four and we hadn't taken him. Because I was like, it's such a great place for little kids because they have the shows and they have all the little rides that they can go on. But they're like not just like dinky little rides.
They're really fun.
Little,
These are awesome rides for a 4 to 7 or 8 year old. Max and Theo are at the point now where they maybe want a little bit bigger rides.
They enjoyed the entire time we were there because they could go on the bumper cars. And then there's a family roller coaster that they went on. So I really like it because it's clean. It's small enough to be so manageable.
Affordable.
It's affordable. And I really feel like it's fun. Almost more so than the big amusement parks because you just go from one thing to the next. You know, some of the bigger ones, you're walking so much in between things. You're standing in line so much. At Dutch Wonderland, the kids are just on ride after ride. And it really does hit a sweet spot for
me. It's like that Santa's Village up there in the White Mountains. That just a lot of fun and you're just not getting robbed with how much you pay for it. Now, if you want bigger and better and faster and more exciting, Hershey Park is only 45 minutes away. And this was the first time I've ever been to Hershey Park. It was awesome.
It is.
Like, I don't know. I just never thought it would be that good.
Yeah.
I didn't. But it was really a world-class attraction.
It is. And it has all of the big coasters. But then also something that's nice is all the different sections, they have smaller kiddie rides in every section mixed in with the bigger rides. So for us with different aged kids, that makes it very manageable.
Yeah, so you went off on some big roller coasters with the boys and I hung with Wes or we kind of reversed that. So it did. Mm-hmm. We could stay in the same area and everybody could have fun based on their thrill level, as it were. But also the tour and the sort of the history.
At Chocolate World.
The Chocolate World was awesome.
It's fun, right?
Just shopping at Chocolate World. Hot chocolate. All these different types of varieties of candies that Hershey makes. The milkshakes. That was, and you don't have to buy a ticket to Hershey Park to go into Chocolate World because obviously you can go in and buy chocolate, which they want you to do.
The tour is free for everyone, too.
I enjoyed the tour. Do you think the boys enjoyed the tour? I don't really remember.
They wanted to get into that park.
Yeah, they didn't dislike the tour, but they weren't like,
they liked the milkshakes
excited
afterwards.
By the tour.
Yeah.
They did like the milkshakes afterwards. And there's just cool things there. Like you can get the largest Reese's peanut butter cup in the world, which is like practically the size of a pizza pie. You know, there's just all kinds of cool things there that you just can't buy at the grocery store.
Now, I know we have a lot of listeners that go to the Hershey RV show every year. So I just want to mention that Chocolate World is within reach of like the Hershey RV show. You could just walk through the parking lot.
You could
walk over. And it had been my plan to do this last year and we just couldn't. We were so busy. We couldn't do it. You can just take a break in the middle of shopping, go over, take the Chocolate World tour, and then go back to the Hershey RV show. It's a kind of a nice thing to fit in. in if you're going 100%.
That's a great tip, Steph, because you get so wrapped up in the RV show, you don't think, oh, that's right over there. All right, what is the Amish farm and house?
This is one of the most popular destinations in Amish country, and it is just, I would say, like a mile away from the Old Mill Stream Campground. This is basically a historic house, so it's set up, you know, just like Amish house. You can tour, you can pay for tours, you can go through it. It also has a nice picnic area. It has all of the homemade treats, you know, and crafts and a gift shop, things like that. So if you kind of want to like do a little Amish culture immersion history, culture lesson with your kids, that's a nice place that people
like
to go.
And it is fascinating, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, right outside of the Old Mill Stream Campground, there are outlets galore. I mean, there's all kinds of options there. If you wanted to go on a camping trip in late October or November when all the other campgrounds are closed down and do your Christmas shopping, it would be a cool weekend to just combo an RV trip with your Christmas shopping at the outlets.
Yeah, there's the Tanger brand of outlets right across the street from the campground. We have one of them near us. So, like, to me, I'm like, whatever, you know, I don't need to go there.
But they have something we don't have.
Well, a couple miles up the road, about 2 miles up the road, there's another set of outlets that Jeremy visited.
Well, my camping buddy Phil alerted me to the fact that there's a Coleman outlet store there that apparently he's been shopping at for years. And I was like, okay, cool. I mean, yeah, well, let's go. Let's do the Coleman outlet. I want to see what they have. This store blew me away because, like, when you go to the big box store or even if you go to Cabela's or something like that, there's a handful of Coleman products. There's a good number of Coleman products. But when you go to the outlet, there's every product the company makes. And they make some really cool stuff, like some of these old-fashioned lanterns, which Phil is getting me into. And I bought myself one of the propane lanterns, and now I want one of the dual-fuel gas lanterns. And it was – Stephanie right now looks sad because this trip –
Because you're on a bender.
This trip to the Coleman outlet store turned into a massive rabbit hole for me.
Yeah,
right?
That's
and
what
I'm not out of it yet, frankly.
No.
But it was cool. They had vintage Coleman t-shirts. They just had, if you're into camping, you know, Coleman is not just those cheap tents and air mattresses you might find at the big box. They have other really cool, high quality camping gear that you just can't get everywhere.
And Jeremy's getting it all. So he'll have feedback for you.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we were there Black Friday.
Yeah.
So I got a couple really good deals.
All right. Now, another thing that we did on that day before we went to the Coleman store, actually, was we ate at another one of the most popular destinations for food in Amish country.
And again, much credit to Phil and Leslie, who had been here before and recommended this. And this was, we thought we had been here before, but we hadn't been here before. The Good and Plenty restaurant was amazing. It was family style, which I didn't think I'd like so much. I loved it. How about you?
So some of the Amish country restaurants are buffet and some are family style.
Stephanie does not like buffet.
None of these restaurants are my idea.
Come on. You liked Good and Plenty.
Oh, I like it because I can get behind anything and be like, okay, this is fun. But if you said, hey, go here or a Vietnamese restaurant, I'd go to the Vietnamese restaurant.
I'm not sure there's one right there by the Old Mill Stream Campground in the outlets.
So by family style, they sit you down. You don't order. There's just a menu of the day. And they just bring over platters and bowls
fried
of food.
Chicken.
Right. Mashed potatoes, new egg noodles with beef stew. There was ham. There was like more meats than you could
possibly.
But
here's the thing. We're at a buffet. Like those things might be just sort of average. Here, everything was really good. Every single thing they brought out was really good. And the fried chicken was awesome. Yes, you might be sitting next to a total stranger. Right.
Well,
it took me a minute to get used to that. I was sitting next to a total stranger.
Yeah, they have the long tables. So like our party of nine was seated and but then there was also probably like four more seats down at the end of the table and other people come and they're sat there at that same table. So it's just, and you know, you share the platters with each other and they just bring more if you run out. And then also for dessert, there's pies and ice cream and, you know, various choices for them.
They were out of bread pudding that night. Phil was crushed.
The kids had a blast.
The kids were crushed.
They
got homemade ice cream.
Yeah, they were fine.
But the quality, look. The quality on a scale of 1 to 10 was a rock solid 9, in my opinion, for every little bit of food they brought out. And it's all you can eat. So, and honestly, the price
and
was
lovely service.
Lovely service. And I think our family of five paid like 65. Mm-hmm. And the guy at the counter did not charge us for Wes.
Even I didn't lie about his age.
We did not. We said he's 4. And technically, I think that once they're 4, they start paying. And the guy was like, well, I don't think he's going to eat that much. I'm not.
I'm not going to charge him.
And I think the guy was like the manager or one of the owners.
I said, he's not going to eat that much. We all know that.
And
he's gonna
didn't.
He's going to eat a plate of noodles is what he's going to eat.
Yeah, so 65 and we chowed down, man. Like that and the Coleman Outlet and the Dutch Wonderland Christmas show, that was an incredible triple punch for a really fun day.
Now, we did not do that on this trip, but on our last trip, we did visit the Strasbourg Railroad, very popular destination there, right? So they do those 45-minute train rides, but also just check the schedule because they do tons of events. Like they do the Thomas Day out there where, you know, it's like actually Thomas the, and you know, the train.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's been a little while, so.
And Wes,
Wes never got into trains so much.
Well, the boys never were totally Thomas guys either.
They got into trains. They were wild about trains.
That lasted like
for
six
about a
months.
Year. No, we had an entire Christmas where they were train crazy. So you just block these things out. So now there's also like the murder mystery at night or the dinner.
These are the
theater.
Types of things you're saying to pair your camping trip with, because there's always something different going on in Lancaster, which makes it a cool place.
Yeah, and so you definitely want to look at that in the Choo Choo Barn, which is right there too, which is like a big train display and everything. So if your kids are into trains, that is a huge destination around there that's worth it. It's worth the stop. It's great.
You know, now that you say it, when we camped here 6 years ago, we wanted to go to the Hershey RV show. And this was as close as we could get, I think. Everything else was sold out. So this could be an outside place where you camp for the Hershey RV show as well if you can't get any closer.
Yeah, we went to the Hershey RV show and then went home on Sunday.
That was back when I was willing to pull the RV into the parking lot of the Hershey RV show. It was the pop-up camper then, so it was tiny. So look, I think this is a really strong recommendation. I really love this campground. I'm hoping to get back there. And I'm really hoping that next Thanksgiving we meet up with Phil and Leslie again. It was a really fun thing, and I hope it becomes a tradition. So before we wrap up, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, which is optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. You can get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
We will see you at Dutch Wonderland.
And we'll see you at the campground. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.